Well, this past Sunday was the 108th World Day of Migrants and Refugees across the globe. With that, Pope Francis reminds us to put the most vulnerable people at the center by fostering the potential of our migrant brothers and sisters. Here locally, a wonderful organization that works to do this every day is Catholic Charities of Oregon. Joining us this morning is Catholic Charities' new executive director. It's Natalie Wood. Good morning, Natalie. Thank you so much for being with the Morning Blend.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me to be here, really. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, I think the last time we spoke, this goes back several months ago, probably middle of the summer, and you were down in Texas just getting ready to move here to Oregon and get started in your new position. So how did things go for you? All settled in?
I am. I have a nice place, and it's absolutely, I feel like I'm on vacation because it's so beautiful here. I keep thinking I'm going to have to go home eventually. I can't stay in this beautiful place. And then I remind myself, no, Natalie, this is your home.
That's so right.
It's just amazing. Just so beautiful. And I love Catholic Charities of Oregon, and I love the staff here. They are so devoted and so dedicated, and trying to get them to take time off is probably my biggest challenge.
That's great.
Because they're so committed to what they do, and it's just wonderful. I feel so blessed. I really do.
Well, you know, I'm on your website, CatholicCharitiesOfOregon.org, or CatholicCharitiesOregon.org, and, you know, we're talking about migrants and refugees, and I'm looking at the services that Catholic Charities provides, and just reading on some of the notes, and it's amazing to think that Catholic Charities has been working with refugees going back to 1933, Natalie. I mean, what a history and the work that continues today. I mean, talk a little bit about this program, because it is very broad-based, and it just helps hundreds of people.
Oh, yes. I'm very, very proud of our refugee program here. They work so hard to be inclusive of all individuals who come and provide very culturally aware and trauma-informed services, which is so important when you're working with individuals who have suffered to the degree that so many of our migrants and refugees have. And, you know, under that umbrella, you've got, of course, the migrants, the refugees, the dislocated or displaced persons, and the human trafficking victims. And, you know, Catholic Charities works with all of them. And they have very inclusive wraparound services so that our services are very comprehensive. And we start with helping them to resettle when they get here. And we work through our counseling services with helping them to heal from their trauma. And we have employment services for them. And we just really work hard to make sure that we're helping them to rebuild their lives. And, of course, any service that we have here, that we have available, we can use for them. And so that gives us a very comprehensive list of services to help them, you know, all the way to being housed sometimes in affordable housing units.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about this, too. If you were to put yourself in the shoes of a refugee coming into a country, and that would be very scary. It could be very frightening coming into a location that you know little about and don't know anyone. And where are you going to turn? And to know that there is an organization like Catholic Charities of Oregon that helps, that reaches out. And I mean, we're talking about even to the point of greeting them at the airport.
That's absolutely right. So, you know, refugees can be outstanding citizens in their countries and have all kinds of education and credentials and experience, but they give up all of that when they come to the United States, and they literally come with nothing. And so it doesn't matter what they originally had in their home country. Most of it was lost anyway because of the persecution that they suffered. But when they come here, they are really starting over. Most of them do not speak the language. they can't read the language. Can you imagine? Mm. You can't read any of the signs. I mean, when I came to Portland, at least I could read a GPS and I could read the signs, right, and I knew where I was going. But they cannot even read the signs. And so they have to really learn. So we work with them to help them learn English as well. So it's really a meet them at the airport, you know, try to help them feel as safe and secure as possible. Take them to their apartment, which we've already made ready for them. Help them to, you know, get settled. Teach them how to use everything in the apartment because, you know, many refugees that we work with have never used a stove like ours. So
right,
we have to teach them so they don't, you know, burn themselves or burn down their apartment.
Sure.
We have to teach them how to use the telephone in many instances. We have to teach them, you know, a lot of things about what we really take for granted here in this country. And what we find is that most of the refugees really are extremely resilient, and they work very hard. They're very motivated to do well in this country. They're so happy to be here, and they're so grateful for the services that they receive, and they really are strong human rights advocates, and they really want to work towards social change. It's just amazing.
Wow.
And we are able to provide them with the tools to be able to do that.
Right.
As they rebuild their lives.
Mm. We're speaking with Natalie Wood. She's the Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Oregon. Yesterday was the 108th World Day of Migrants and Refugees across the globe. The other thing, too, Natalie, that you provide is not only some of these helpful services, putting them up in a home and those sorts of things, but there's also legal services that you provide as well, and that's so helpful.
That's right. We, all of the refugees and migrants that have come through are going to need help with legal services because they're working on, you know, green cards and citizenship status, and there's just so many things that have to be done from a legal standpoint. And so we have our immigration legal services, which through the Center for Removal Defense works really hard on things like family reunification, T visas, asylums, green cards, DACA, citizenship. So they really work hard to help them in every way possible. You know, Oregon has 31,900 immigrants.
Wow.
And 192,000 of those are children.
Mm.
And then you think we have another 62,000 children who have at least one parent that's an undocumented migrant. And 49,000 of those children are U.S. citizens. So they would be able to stay here. However, if their parents are pulled back into the country, then they're usually pulled back into the home country as well.
Mm.
And for many of these children, they've grown up here. They don't know anything but the United States, right? So they won't even, many of them will barely speak the language, the original native language, because their parents worked so hard to get them to learn English.
Right.
And so they will really be lost when they go back, and the school systems in other countries are behind our school system, so they really fall back on their education as well. So we really work hard at family reunifications to try to make sure that families are able to stay here and get the help that they need while they're here.
Wonderful to hear. Natalie Wood, she's the Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Oregon. Just about a minute left here, Natalie, and I didn't want to go without saying that you need volunteers, you need folks to help, you need people to help support this program, and they can certainly do that as well.
That's absolutely right. We are in desperate need of volunteers, especially so many people stopped during COVID, and, you know, we need in-kind donations, so we'll be able to house and give them the household items and clothing items that they need. They come with just a bag with a few items in it. And the other thing is that we need donations to be able to cover all of the additional expenses that come up. But the most important thing to realize is that, you know, the name of this 108th World Day was Build the Future with immigrants and with migrants and refugees. And that is so important for us to remember, is that migrants and refugees are very important and they have so much to give to this country. And we have to learn to be inclusive of everyone and provide them with the opportunity to give back so that they're able to feel like members of our society.
Amen to that, certainly. Again, you can help. Just go to Catholic Charities website. It is CatholicCharitiesOregon.org. That's CatholicCharitiesOregon.org. All the information is there about these programs and how you can help. Natalie Wood, Executive Director, Catholic Charities of Oregon. Natalie, thank you so much for all the work that you do, all the work that's done at Catholic Charities of Oregon. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I will definitely pass that message on to the staff. They do all the work. So
wonderful. Well, God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.